It is time for New Music Friday. This week, we have got ambient jazz harp, late aughts nostalgia, and the return of a hip-hop legend. And that is where we're going to start, handing it over to Daoud Tyler Amin and Ann Powers from NPR Music to dissect the new album from LL Cool J. It's called The Force. Smooth as Luther Vandross down at St. Andrews. Shower on the yacht while we bopping the pop smoke.
Somebody tell immigration the cases is wardrobe. Succulent juices, we sip for juices in Bordeaux. So, a couple of things bear saying right away. First, The Force is apparently short for Frequencies of Real Creative Energy, which is just one of those very proudly unwieldy hip-hop acronyms, like KRS-One being Knowledge Reigns Supreme over nearly everyone, which I remember hearing for the first time being like, nearly everyone, not everyone?
Because KRS-OE didn't really work.
Number two, produced by Q-Tip. These are guys who are, I mean, they're about the same age, but they exist in pretty different realms in people's minds now. I think Q-Tip has sort of aged into a sage of sorts. He is kept busy as a producer and sort of a production consultant. LL Cool J has aged into a sort of broad, family-friendly, jack-of-all-trades, entertainment industry ambassador. And the whole record to me feels like a reestablishing of his bona fides. Because he is one of the most important figures in the culture's history, it's easy to forget that due to the role that he's occupied for the last 25, 30 years.
I love the way you keep saying the role that he's occupied. Okay, he was an NCIS for, like, ever. We think of him as a television detective, yeah. You know, now. And no shame in that. Ice-T did the same thing.
Yeah.
But I will point out, though, just as far as the bona fides go, alongside his longstanding career in network television, he also has received some very impressive honors, including the Kennedy Center honors a few years ago. Kehinde Wiley's painting of him is in the Smithsonian. And, in fact, for all the street references, there's also a reference to that on this record.
Uh-huh.
They're both here.
That's the thing that I think is coming into focus for me, is I think I hear him saying, yes, I'm a founding father, but don't put me in a museum, because like I've never stopped listening and I've never stopped working. So this is a showcase to show you that like I can do street raps and I can do sex raps. Like, I know I'm old school, I know I'm like the Grammys guy, but I'm an MC first and foremost, and please don't forget that. This is my manifesto, the reason why I did it. The press will call me evil and label me a menace. Don't let the lies deceive you. They push me to my limit. Racism's a disease. It's only right I kill it. Black blood. Well, that is The Force by a resurgent LL Cool J. Let's jump now to the album Endlessness by the harp player Nala Sinefro. She was born and raised in Belgium, where she finally found her people, and where I think her career kind of begins in earnest is in the UK jazz scene. Why don't we hear a little bit of a track? This is Continuum One. By the way, every song on this album is called Continuum. It's Continuum and the track number, which says a little something to me about, I suppose, the endlessness that is advertised by the title.
Well, how do you think it serves her theme, which is rather grand, I have to say? It is a endlessness, the notes for this album say, is a deep dive into the cycle of existence, which is... that could encompass anything.
It's hard to say. I can really only speak to the images that this thing conjures in my mind. So Continuum 8, it's this series of beeps that anchors it. They have a noise layer, I guess you could say, that thing that synthesizers can do that sounds a little bit like a snare drum. And all I kept thinking was there is a sentient feeling to this. It feels like the beeps are like little jellyfish in a nature documentary.
Interesting, interesting. I mean, I will note, though, Daoud, that the saxophones really jumped out for me, grounding this album in jazz in a way that I didn't expect when I saw the title and kind of read the mission statement for the album. I actually thought it was going to be closer to kind of new age or ambient music, and it's not like that at all. I mean, there is definitely a lot of ensemble playing and strong jazz elements.
Yeah, totally. Ambient jazz is what you would slot it under if somebody like twisted your arm. I think that you have a collection of instruments that you wouldn't necessarily think of as natural allies to make this kind of music, but they can be summoned to cooperate in a way that does feel kind of natural.
Yeah, well, in that way, it does fit in with what's going on in that scene.
Yeah.
That scene seems to really welcome hybrid forms.
Yeah.
And that's what we have here in a really beautiful way.
That is Endlessness by Nala Sinephro. One more to listen to today, the album Whole Earth, that's H-O-L-E-E-R-T-H, by the band Toro y Moi.
Heaven is an island that's not far away from here. Right behind both of my eyelids, in between both of my ears.
So Toro y Moi is the performing name of Chaz Bear, who for a lot of people is synonymous with a particular moment in the, say, late 2000s, early 2010s. The name that we in the media gave it was Chillwave. Sorry for that. I think the artists associated with it, you thought emo bands hated being called emo. I think these artists pretty much hated that name. I mean, it's kind of like hearing, like if your Beach Boys tape melted.
That's a good description. I like that.
This record, Whole Earth, does not really sound like that.
No.
It has some of those elements. It's a very mood-heavy record. It's very steeped in effects that kind of warble and warp the textures. The thing that it evokes most to me, and this is weird to say, but I promise I mean it as a compliment, is emo rap. The thing that we called emo rap in the late 2010s. I don't know, does that resonate at all?
Completely resonates. This record does some interesting things with nostalgia. You're kind of framing it in a way that makes me want to talk about nostalgia, you know, harkening back to these earlier styles. And there's the song CDR where he talks about all the technology that we've left behind. You know, I remember burning CDRs and going to Kinko's, you know, to hold my CDRs. And there's a line, BlackBerry days, I would talk to anyone. And it just put that big old clunky BlackBerry in my hand when I heard that song.
I remember burning CDRs outside every single dive bar.
There is something about the tenderness that these songs somehow convey. And yeah, just a kind of almost like a little bit of philosophical bent to the way he builds his sound.
Totally. He seems to know where he came from.
Exactly.
That was Ann Powers and Daoud Tyler Amin from NPR Music. And you can hear more in their full episode of New Music Friday from the podcast All Songs Considered.